Welcome, enlisted soldiers, to another episode of War Mode Enabled. My name is Solified, and this is a podcast where we talk about player versus player in the game World of Warcraft. Hey, and today is February 13th. It's been 1 month since my last podcast. Like I said, this is kind of how it's been going, and I wanted to do it sooner than this. But I have been sick for the past week, and then before that, somebody in my family was sick, so it's been a little difficult to get into finding time to record another podcast. But here I am, and let's get into some combat and talk about what we've been doing the last few weeks. Okay, hello. So to start things off, I wanted to put it right out there that there's been a lot of stuff going on in the news about Blizzard as a company and all the layoffs and all that going on. A lot of podcasts are talking about it. I am not going to talk about it here because I am more interested in the actual gameplay of the game we play and how it makes us feel and what we do in the game and the things that we enjoy. I'm still subbing to the game. A lot of people are still subbing to the game and playing. So that's what I'm going to talk about, not about how the game's doing as a whole from a company. And that's the last I'm going to talk about that. So to start off, let's see. A few weeks ago, now that it's been like 4 weeks, it was a Monday night before a reset. I jumped on a couple of my characters. My one character that I jumped on was my rogue. And he was a fresh 120, hasn't gotten much gear, hasn't done anything. And I'm like, let's do a couple things on him. First thing I wanted to do is jump into the Darkshore Warfront. And the reason I wanted to do that is because the quest it gives you an item level 400 piece. And item level 400 is one of the better pieces of gear you can get right now. And also there's a world boss out there that drops another 400 item level piece. The problem is you have to be 325 to queue for that scenario. And I was only 289. So I had just hit max. I hadn't gotten many pieces of gear from there. So first thing I did was some of the time walking dungeons, because that was the weekly quest where you can queue up for dungeons from previous raids. That's kind of what time walking is. It's go do old expansions. I mean, go old dungeons, time walking dungeons. You can do dungeons from old expansions. Boom, there it is. And it gives you a quest to do, I think it was 4 or 5, and you'll get a 400 item level, and there's no minimum item level. Perfect. But I only had about 4 hours to do it. So I get on my rogue, I queue up, start doing some time walking. The gear that drops out of there is 365, and that is way better than what I have. So after doing those dungeons, got the 400 piece, I had plenty of item level at that point to go into the Darkshore, got my 400 piece from the Darkshore Warfront. Then I did the boss in there, got another 400 piece because I got one off the Darkshore, Iker, whatever his name is. So boom, right off the bat, 3 item level 400 pieces on my rogue. Not to mention the other thing I did, which brings me kind of around to the world PvP in war mode, is that was the last week that the Alliance had the, 30% buff for being in war mode because we were overwhelming odds, I believe is what it's called. So I still had the quest on my rogue to finish the overwhelming odds quest, blah, 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 quest. And that is basically just to kill 25 of the other faction. So I was able to do this. To start off, what I did is I had another daily, weekly, which is to kill 10 enemy players, and this one happened to be Drusvar, and I got into a party with 5 random people. And when you're going out looking for world PvP sometimes, you can't find it. We ran around in Drusvar just looking for people and we couldn't find any. Finally, we decided to go camp, what was it, up in the high road past of Drusvar. It's where a horde flight point is. And that was a great idea because we found a lot of other people doing the same thing. And I was able to get my 10 kills very quickly. But then I also had the weekly quest to kill 25. So I realized that was a good idea to do flight points because that has happened before to me on my Alliance tune where I just land at a flight point and just get destroyed by an entire raid of horde. And that is why we have a 30% buff. So what I did is I got a group over to Vol'dun. I believe it's called the Terrace. I'm going to have to look it up now that I don't remember. And there's a flight point there that right next to it, there's a world quest for the Tortolan. And the Tortolan is kind of a rare world quests, it's a little bit harder to come by, so a lot of people go to this one area. And I stood there and camped the horde until I got my 25 kills. Next thing you know, I got a bounty on my head. And that's the first time I've got a bounty on my head. There was probably three or four groups of 5 to 10 people at that point. So I wasn't in a group, but I just stayed there. And every time somebody came up, I would just fan of knives on my rogue and then vanish if I needed to. I was able to get a bounty on my head, which gives me a buff and puts me on the map so everybody can see that. And within about 15 minutes, a quest popped up to kill 10 without dying. And I did it. And I got the title and achievement. So now my rogue that I've only just leveled has the title the Horde Slayer. So I'm rolling around as Soulified D's the Horde Slayer. And it's pretty, I don't know what to say, because I don't PvP on him at this moment, but I'm running around with the Horde Slayer. So if anybody sees me out there, I'm going to attack them just because I'm wearing a title that I am the Horde Slayer, so I have to slay you. And one thing that helps with this is to be in a group or find this. Who knows if it's going to happen from now on, but anyways, I'm rambling about it. So long story short, I had a really good experience that night on my rogue, and I went from 289, just hitting 120, to 361. And that is absurd. And that was how out of balance some of this PvP stuff is, and getting a 400 item level for killing 25 faction when it's that easy to do. I know there's a big controversy about the world first, and they transfer to do all this and a bunch of stuff going on. But now I don't think they're ever going to have that again, because right now it's more balanced at 15% to be in war mode. So I think they kind of fixed what they were going on. Okay, so another thing I was going to do is I was going to hit 2200 on my Demon Hunter. I changed my mind pretty quickly because I jumped back into raiding. And that's what I need to explain a little bit. That war mode enable talks about player versus player, but I'm going to be raiding and the new Battle for Dazar'alor with my Windwalker Monk. And that just reminded me about how much I love the Monk and the Windwalker especially. And the class just plays so fun, and I've been so good at it, I guess you could say, since Mist of Pandaria towards the end when it actually became more of my main. And the other night, I was on my Windwalker Monk, and I have a buddy who's playing a Druid, and he's loving the Druid, and we did 2v2 arenas, and we were able to win 10 out of 14 we played. I had 0 rating on my Monk, and I got up to 1600 rating the first night we played. It was way more exciting and fun than last week when we were on a Demon Hunter. So I believe I'm going to be playing my Windwalker a little bit more, pushing some arena rating. And by the end of Season 2, my Windwalker Monk will be up to 2k rating, or 2200 hopefully. That's my goal. So the other thing I've been focusing on, since that's kind of where my head's at, is I have been leveling a Magar Orc Windwalker Monk. It's my ultimate goal, maybe by patch, what? Is it 8.2? Yeah, 8.2 is what we're on. How come it's so hard to remember this right when you're, you know, talking into a microphone? But it's 8.2. And this is not what I want to have going. I'm not sure if you can hear that or not, but hey, let's just skip that. So that Magar Orc, I just started leveling. They start at level 20. And I went to, you know, the Hillsbrad Foothills and then the Rothi Highlands. And that whole area I heard is really well done when they redid it. And I went from 20 to 40 in just those two areas. And right when I hit 40, I went out to Stranglethorn Vale, because I have a lot of nostalgia for Stranglethorn Vale, because that's where I first leveled my Hunter back in Wrath, my very first character that I got to max. That was where I was at, and I remember very fondly all the quests out there for killing all the animals and trolls and panthers and all that. So I went right out there when I hit 40. Just, I thought 40 was a good number. And before I know it, last night I hit 50. So I went from 20 to 50 on my Windwalker Monk in like 3 days. It's insane. So my ultimate goal is going to be by 8.2, like I was saying, to have a Windwalker Monk on Horde and a Windwalker Monk on Alliance, and actually be really good at raiding if I want to jump into that, or arenas if we want to do some arenas on Horde or Alliance, depending on who I'm playing with. So that is what I've been focusing on a lot. And it's been absolutely worth it. And I'm really excited about the Magar Orc, because one of the racial abilities that Magar Orc have, I forget what it's called off the top of my head, but it gives you extra versatility for 20 seconds on a 2-minute cooldown, which right now for Windwalker Monks, versatility is the best stat I can get. And I'm stacking it on my Alliance in Raid, and I feel like I'm doing really well. So my Orc being up there to do that to have another button to push during your burst, because Windwalker monks do crazy bursts. Maybe I should get into that on another episode about how to level. Once I've leveled the Mago Oracle, I'll have more experience and how to level, what talents to do, and a little bit more detail on Windwalker monks, because it seems like lately they've been very popular, especially in some high-end PvP I've been watching, you know, like people like Venruki and stuff like that. Venruki's a really good person if you ever want to get a hold of a guide on Windwalker monks. Venruki. And speaking of guides, that leads me into this.
This is Sparta!
Oh yeah, the Spartan race. I competed in my first Spartan race a few weeks back, and it was just the sprint, so it was just 3.2 miles with about 20 obstacles. And I completed it, and I got a medal and a t-shirt, and we got free bananas, and it was really exciting. The only bad news is I went with two friends, and we started running, and my one buddy completely sprained his knee on one of the first jumps. He had a bad knee from the past, and he just tweaked it out, and we were super disappointed, but he toughed it out and tried to do it some more, and he just couldn't do some of the jumps and stuff we needed to. You know, we had to leave him, and he waited for us, luckily, but I was able to run and get all the obstacles done, and it was a blast, and it's something that I really recommend people doing. The only big difference that I'm going to do in training for the rest of them is more grip strength and actually learning how to climb a rope. So I don't know if anybody's climbed a rope before, just a vertical rope that's 20 feet in the air. You have to have technique and use your legs. I was watching a few people do it, and some people were struggling, couldn't even get a couple feet off the ground, and the other people were just flying right up the rope. I tried it, kind of smashed my pinky, didn't use my legs much, and it just exhausted me, and it was the one obstacle I failed and had to do 30 burpees afterwards, and it was one of the second to last obstacle. And that just kind of sucked, but we were able to run it, got some good pictures, and I'm really excited to keep moving on with my training and doing some more races. The next one I'm doing is only in 3 weeks, so more than likely before I even do another podcast, I'll be able to tell you about that one on my next podcast. It's going to be 8.7 miles and I believe 30 obstacles, and I'm driving out to the middle of Arizona in the desert to do it. Whew, that's going to be more of a weekend trip, but it's going to be worth it because I'm going to get all three races done and get that trifecta and keep working hard. Well, I guess that's going to do it for this podcast. The last thing I'd like to do is give a shout out to The Starting Zone. They have a great podcast over there. And if you want to get a few more details on like what's going on currently in the game and more details about the news and all that, they're a great podcast to go listen to. Also, Technically PvP is another podcast that gets into a lot more detail about what's going on in the community and the difference in arenas and battlegrounds and tournaments and stuff. So go give them a listen. My name is Soulified, and you can find me on Instagram at Soulified. And I actually have an email, and that's soulifiedgames@gmail.com. Thanks a lot for listening. And until next time, get out there, have a good Valentine's Day. Stay healthy out there. Don't get the flu. And if you do get the flu, make sure to take care of yourself. We don't need anybody else dying from just the common flu. Too many people this season. No more season dying flu.
Run for fun? What the hell kind of fun is that?